Well, cock-a-doodle-doo and good morning to you. This is Whitley Quickman with Radio WLFC reporting live from the Fallout Zone and straight into your homes. Joining me, as always, is my third favorite news correspondent and a recent recipient of a successful doppelganger kidney transplant, Tad Bilchner. Good morning to you, Tad. Nice to have you back.
Thank you, Charlie.
My name is still Whitley.
No, I know. Charlie's the name of the doppelganger who donated the kidney. I was just giving him a shout-out. You're always so touchy about your monochrome.
Moniker.
Well, don't worry, Whitney. I will always love you.
And there it is. Well, glad to see you're back to your old self so soon, Tad.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wait, what?
What?
Well, this morning actually marks a special edition of Mutant County News at 10 and 2. Tad and I have ventured out from the presumably safer confines of the WLFC radio station and are currently here in the downtown remnant of Ladyfinger, what many still consider to be the heart of our fair city, bringing you live coverage of the first annual De Mortuis Parade.
You know, it's really too bad you wouldn't let me do an opening monologue today. It would have been great.
Undoubtedly. But the station manager thought it would be best for us to focus exclusively on this parade. So if you please, Tad.
Station manager? Is that what you're calling it?
Well, of course. What would you call it? Program director?
My foot. We've never met whoever or whatever it is that slides those notes under the studio door. Scrawling directives on a piece of paper and leaving them for you to find in unlikely places, my dear dim-witted Whitley, does not make a station manager.
Does not a station manager make.
Exactly.
Hey, you called me Whitley.
We don't even know where these notes come from. I mean, why should we do what he, she, it, or they say?
You've seen the notes, Tad. That horrible writing. It's persuasive, to say the least. And the directives are, well, shall we say, emphatic. So when the note says, focus on the parade, I, for one, will focus on the parade. And so, folks...
Some parade? They don't even have a slogan.
A what?
A slogan. All great campaigns should have a great slogan. De Mortuis Parade? That's the best the Brain Trust at Club Z could come up with?
That's the best with which the Brain Trust at Club Z could come up. But I really think we should stay on task.
See, that's the thing, folks. People don't care about the details anymore. And believe you me, that the devil is in them, and that's what I want to talk to you about today.
Now, Tad, there's not going to be a talk today, remember? We're just here to cover the parade.
Club Zed, my life as an undead. Now, that would have been an acceptable slogan. Well, not proud enough? Well, fine. Hey, undead and loving it. God made me gray. I don't care what you say, you gotta say something.
And boy do they ever. And that's exactly the reason for this parade today and all the many colorful events of Zombie Life Awareness Week happening all over the town and surrounding wastelands straight through until Sunday, Tad. Why don't you tell us a little more about the festivities?
De Mortuis Parade, because there's more to us, you see? Now that's a honey of a slogan.
This morning's parade will be kicking off the many colorful events of Zombie Life Awareness Week happening all over the town and surrounding wastelands straight through until Sunday.
Walking for walkers.
Various meetings have been scheduled for the next 7 days in collaboration with our town council and the Ladyfinger Zombie Rights group known as Club Zed. Led by resident necromancer and newly appointed zombie queen, Rika Mortis, Club Zed exists to discuss new ways of creating a more tolerant atmosphere for those just coming back from the grave. Happening alongside these meetings, of course, will be a variety of different community events and occultic practices meant to promote a greater sense of unity and understanding.
Why not Necronomicon Comic-Con?
Miss Mortis has said that she hopes these meetings and synergetic group activities will not only put to rest the disparaging label of zombies as brain-hungry, soulless fiends, but will actually help others come to the realization that dead people are in fact still people, who deserve to regain whatever dignity and human rights they had in their pre-undead state.
Wait, I got something for that.
Well, three cheers to that.
No, sacred rights for human rights. No, that doesn't really read on radio.
And there's the air raid siren. With that, the first annual Ladyfinger De Mortuis Parade is underway.
The zombies were people too.
Yes, and now I can see our first float coming around the corner, proudly led by the Ladyfinger High Marching Band.
Yep, not many of them left after that tragic school camping trip to Lake Ladyfinger.
No, not many at all. But good for the numbers at Club Z.
Oh, sure, great for that.
Oh, and now, coming up behind the school band is the decomposing staff from the zombie-owned and operated Dunn Life Insurance.
Really closely behind.
Close behind.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that porn section ever off?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I don't blame him, though. I'd be nervous, too. Those gnashing jaws gaining on your brass section.
Now, Tad, we can't...
Hey, take a bite of this hot dog. Does this weird taste off to you?
Tad, I'm not going to bite your
I just want to make sure that this... not a finger or something. That vendor looked a little, was looking a little drippy, if you know what I mean. All zombies are like that. I know, they can't help it, but still, I just want to make sure I haven't been fed undead, if you know what I mean. Look, the onions keep sliding off.
Yes, that's Dunn Life Insurance. You were gone, and now you're back, but your kids have the money. Next time, let them help you take it with you. Dunn Life Insurance.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean by slogans. It's brainless.
Now, Tad, you can't say stuff like that anymore. Not during Zombie Life Awareness Week. Try to be a little more magnanimous.
What now?
Altruistic.
Oh, come on, man.
Kind-hearted. Broad-minded.
Oh, I'm broad-minded.
You are.
Oh, yeah, I've always got broads in my mind. Now, look it. I don't care if they're brainless. I just hate what they become.
Zombies?
Insurance salesmen. No, sir, that's why I keep all my money buried in the backyard. crap. I said it on the air. I have it buried in Offelbeck's backyard.
I heard that, Belcher. Why don't you just leave me alone, would you?
Well, here comes another float. This one from your friends at the Goodnight Pharmacy.
Hey, what's that big papier-mâché guy holding? Jeez, I'm gross. Oh. Well, maybe they're promoting a sale on Viagra?
I believe that's a sword, Tad.
A sword?
A knight holding a sword.
Exactly. Have a good night. Oh, right. Knight with a K.
Gracious me.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like there may have just been an accident.
It looks like a couple of Shriners in go-karts were just run over by the Whirly Derby car rental float.
Oh, my. I can't see much. Just fezzes everywhere and smoke. Dead and pre-dead people running and shambling in all directions. Now the Whirly Derby car rental folks have jumped off their float and are going to help the injured Shriners. Yes, they are now pulling them out of the damaged go-karts.
Wow, they're really yanking. Hey, be careful, you guys! Hey, come on, you guys! They're senior citizens, for Pete's sake!
Whoa!
Holy dinosaur's birthmark! Is that Daryl Kid chewing on Ned there?
Now, Tad, just because he's undead doesn't mean he's a biter. Many zombies actually...
Get off him! Oh, you godless, rotting deadite!
I have a feeling Zombie Life Awareness Week is going to be a long 7 days for you, Tad.
Run!
And maybe it's going to be a long week for me.
Hey, I'm just trying to be more all-terrific and broad-like-minded, but... I'm pretty sure Ned's insides are on his outside.
Well, you may be right, Tad. Or not. I can't see too well without my glasses. Who am I to judge? here comes the woman responsible for all of this. Miss Rika Mortis. And by all of this, I mean the Awareness Week, not the incident where a Shriner may or may not have just been eaten alive just now. Hello there, Rika. Quite the parade we've got going on here. Very eventful. So, Rika, what can we as the un-undead do to help you and others like you in this journey for equality and mutual understanding?
Yeah, Morticia, what do you want from us?
I'm so sorry. What can warm-blooded people like myself do to help people like my colleague here start to see the undead in a new way, to gain a new perspective, if you will? Miss Mortis?
Worm got your tongue?
Miss Mortis, what can we give you to help?
She's gonna say something.
Brain.
Hey, what? Yeah, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? What?
And by that, I mean we want people out there to really use their heads, keep a calm and rational mind about all this. What the living can do to help their undead brothers and sisters is to just stay chill. Come to think of it, we're probably the chill ones. You all stay warm. Keep that thick blood a-pumping and keep that gray matter nice and healthy and strong.
Okay.
Do a lot of word puzzles to keep those big, juicy brains pulsating. Good.
Okay, then. Well, thank you, Rika. Very helpful. And we'll do our best to stay sharp. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just have to...
Now, where are you going?
I'm going to go check out the pie eating contest going on over there.
Yeah, I think you need to get your prescription fixed, because that's still Ned getting eaten, or... No, wait. No, that is a pie eating contest. Huh. Happening on a float. That's strange. Get back here, nitwit! Ha! I guess some people just aren't that tolerant.
It's a long road.
Hey, Whitman, you forgot to sign off. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Nice slogan.
I think so.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.